It's time now for the opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2. Tom Rogers sitting in for Dave Tickey this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. The opening prices now from the boards of trade across the country. Kansas City wheat opened this morning at 810, up 3.5 cents. December 836, up 3.75. And the Minneapolis spring wheat contract for September was up 5.75 on the open today at 860. In the Board of Trade, the CME Group wheat, the September nearby contract is up 10 on the open at 790. December, 811 a bushel, up 6.25 cents. March, 836.5, up 5.75. And the July contract for next year, 864, up 8.75 cents. September nearby corn opened this morning up 2.75 cents at 528. December at 548, up 3 cents. March at 568, up 3.25. May, 581, up 3.25. And December corn of next year opened at 596.5, up 3.75 cents. And since the opening bell, the corn pit has slipped back into negative territory. September beans opened this morning at 1261 a bushel, up 2, and the bean market is right now mixed. The November contract is up 2, or opened up 2, rather, at 1271. January beans, 1289, up 2.25. March, 1305, up 2.25. May beans, 1322, up 8. And next year's July beans, 1334 a bushel, up 8.5 on the open. In the products, August soybean meal opened unchanged at 347.50. September, 342 even, up 50. August bean oil opened at 53.45, up 47, and September 53.55 on the open, up 37. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle opened at $100.50 a hundredweight, up 27.5. October 107.15, up 25. Dease cattle for live cattle 107.40, up 10, and February live cattle opened down 10 at 108.15. August feeder cattle opened at 115.20, down 15. September, 116.95, down 15. October opened at 117.50, down 5. And November feeders opened at 118.10, down 52.5. August lean hogs opened this morning at 83.55, up 87.5. October, 75.30, up 80. December lean hogs, 74.55, up 40. And February opened down 5 at 80.10. And the August pork belly contract opened down the $3 limit this morning at $62.40.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In early trade this morning, the crude oil contract for September was up 18 cents a barrel, still under $120 at $119.35. The metals look like this. Silver is up about 2 cents at $16.59 an ounce for September. October gold is up $3.70 at $885.50. The U.S. dollar index is at 74.14, up 26. The CRB index is up 156 at $399.97. Wall Street numbers look like this. The Dow is down 68 points, about an hour and a half after the opening bell, 11,548. The NASDAQ is down 11.5 points at 2338. And the S&P 500 index is, well, looks like I've, oh, there we go. It's up or down, rather, 7.5 points at 1277. Now look at the current trade in Chicago and elsewhere. Wheat is trading from unchanged to 8.5 cents higher, but the corn and beans are down. Corn is in the 4 cent range down, but the beans actually are kind of mixed at the moment. August has started trading now. It's at 1262, down 0.5 cent, but the January contract is up 1.25 cents, so fairly flat in the bean pit so far. Joining us now for his report on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Looks like maybe a little stabilization at the moment as far as a market that's been pretty low for the last couple of days.
Yes, it's been rather historic to see the tremendous liquidation in the commodity markets in general, including the crude oil markets, the corn, soybeans, the wheat, the gold and silver. The dollar is strengthening. Probably one of the best things that we could talk about yesterday was the tremendous rally we did see in the stock market, and we are starting to see stability with the financials, the equities, the stock market, and also we are seeing the stability in the crude oil as well, which basically keeps the real scary item, worldwide recession or economic slowdowns in the background. So the market is acting stable today, a little more stable than we had. We had two major reports, one from Informa and also from FC Stone. So all the private estimates are out. We're now waiting for the USDA to come out with their numbers.
Is there still a bottom to be found in this market?
You know, that's a good question, and it deserves a very good answer. And we are searching for a bottom. And if the government doesn't surprise us with a big acreage increase and doesn't surprise us with a number that's, over 154, I think we are at a very important bottom, so to speak. The private weather forecasters are basically very kind as far as the weather forecast is concerned. And when I talk to my crack meteorologist, he doesn't think there's going to be over 20 or 30% of the Midwest that will have any major dryness or lack of moisture over the next 10 days.
So what'll the farmer be thinking about?
Well, the farmer, it does have to do some important decision-making decisions in here. He's going to have to be a strong holder of corn and soybeans. He is also going to have to basically wait for that important December to March time frame, like it was last year, when we have to reallocate the acres. And there is a feeling that we are going to have to buy basically 4 to 6 million acres from wheat and also cotton and other land in production to just balance the supply-demand numbers for corn and soybeans. It's been pointed out that we do need to increase bean and corn acres next year, 6 million acres. From this year, and as a result of that, we are going to have to bid up.
All right.
So that's the big factor that we have to be looking for.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Current trade in Kansas City, wheat is up 5 cents on the September contract at 8.11 and a half. September wheat in Chicago is up 1 at 7.81. December contract up 2 and a quarter at 8.07. The September corn contract down 5.5 points right now at 5.1934. December down a nickel and a half right now at 5.39 and a half. Soybeans for August at 12.62 down a half. September down a penny and a half at 12.57 and a half. Unchanged on the November contract at 12.69. Now the January beans have turned downward, down a penny and a quarter at 12.85. Bean meal for August is down 1 even, 3.46.50. August bean oil is up 17 at 53.15. Quick check of the Merck. August live cattle are up 27.5 at $100.50 a hundredweight. August feeders down 70 at 114.65. August lean hogs up 112.5 now at 83.90. August pork bellies are down 5 now at 65.35. And a quick check of the Dow. It's down 67 points at the moment at 11,549. This is WYLL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3, Urbana. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update is at 10:58. For today, Mike Sola says in the south and in western Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere across Illinois and Indiana, partly to mostly sunny. And highs from 83 in the north to around 90 in southern Illinois. Tonight, in the far south, partly to mostly cloudy with occasional showers and isolated thunderstorms. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy. Maybe an area of patchy fog or two. Lows from 58 in northeast Indiana to 70 in far southern Illinois. Right now on Friends Plaza, sunshine and 80 degrees at 10 o'clock Central Time. Time to turn it over to Focus 580. The host is David Inch. Good morning, David.
Hi.